I invite you to listen for the word of God as it comes from the Gospel of Luke. Let it find you and settle in your heart where you are today. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." And he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Our God who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of the trial.'" This is the word of life. Thanks be to God. I decided in my last few weeks here that I would simply talk about basic spiritual principles. Last week I talked about discipleship or being a servant. And what I tried to say was a servant never points to his or herself, but always points to the one who called them to serve. So today I thought we'll talk about prayer. It's the most basic thing that supposedly we do as Christians. And where else should I start but the Lord's Prayer? And so it begins, "Our God who art in heaven."
Yes. Yes.
Don't interrupt me, I'm preaching.
You called me.
Called you? I didn't call you, I'm praying.
Okay.
"Our God who art in heaven."
There, you did it again.
Did what?
You called me. You said, "Our God who art in heaven." Well, here I am. What's on your mind?
Well, I didn't mean anything by it. I was just, you know, saying prayers. I always say the Lord's Prayer. It makes me feel good. Kind of like fulfilling my duty.
Well, all right. Go on.
Well, first, I have a question.
Okay, ask me.
Well, I don't want to make you mad, but you sound like a woman.
I'm God. I'm male and female. I'm neither male nor female. I am as close to you as your breath, and I'm vast and eternal.
Then why was I always taught to think of you as a male? I mean, the Bible does read, "Our Father who art in heaven."
Well, men wrote those words, and men taught those words. But if power is always associated with masculinity, then it's females who suffer. That's why I often show up in a dress.
My mom would like that.
She does.
I miss her.
She misses you. She knows you missed you too, but she's happy. Go on now. Go on with your prayer.
Okay. "Hallowed be thy name."
Hold it right there. What do you mean by that?
By what?
"Hallowed be thy name."
Well, it means... Oh, good grief. I don't know what it means. It's just part of the prayer. By the way, what does it mean?
It means honored, holy, wonderful.
Well, that makes sense. I never thought of "hallowed" meant before. So thanks.
Sure.
"Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven."
Do you really mean that?
Well, sure. Why not?
Well, so what are you doing about it?
Doing? On. Doing nothing, I guess. I just think it'd be kind of neat if you got control of everything down here like you do up there. It's kind of a mess down here, you know.
Yes, I do know. But have I got control of you?
Well, I preach, and if I didn't, I would still go to church.
That isn't what I ask you. What about your bad temper? You've really got a problem there, you know. And then there's the way you spend your money all on yourself. What about the kinds of books you read?
Now hold on just a minute. Stop picking on me. I'm just as good as some of the other people who come to church.
Excuse me? I thought you were praying for my will to be done. If that is to happen, it will have to start with the ones who are praying for it, like you, for example.
Oh, all right. I guess I do have some problems. Now that you mention it, I could probably name some others.
So could I.
I haven't thought much about it till now, but I really would like to cut out some of those things. I'd like to know you and, you know, be really free.
Good. Now we're getting somewhere. We'll work together, you and me. I'm proud of you.
Well, God, if you don't mind, I need to finish up here. This is taking longer than I thought, than it normally does. Give us this day our daily bread.
You need to cut out the bread. Oh, wait a minute. That message was for Suzanne. Victor, you need to eat a little bit more bread.
Just a minute. What is this? I'm doing my religious duty, and all of a sudden you break in and remind me of all of my flaws.
Praying is a dangerous thing. You just might get what you asked for. Remember, you called me, and here I am. It's too late to stop now. Keep praying. Well, go on.
Well, I'm a little scared to now.
Scared of what?
I know what you'll say.
Try me.
Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us.
What about Anne?
See, I knew it. I knew you would bring her up. Why, Lord? She's told lies about me and spread stories. She's never paid back the money she owes me. I've sworn that I'm going to get even with her.
But your prayer. What about your prayer?
I didn't mean it.
Well, at least you're honest. But it's quite a load carrying around all that bitterness and resentment, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'll feel better as soon as I get even with her. Boy, have I got some plans for her. She'll wish she had never been born.
No, you won't feel better. You'll feel worse. Revenge isn't sweet. You know how unhappy you are. Well, I can change that.
You can? How?
Forgive Anne. Then I'll forgive you. And the hate and the sin will be Anne's problem, not yours. You will have settled the problem as far as you are concerned.
Well, you know, you're right. I know you always are. And more than I want revenge, I want to be right with you. All right. All right, I forgave her.
There now. Wonderful. How do you feel?
Not bad. Not bad at all, in fact. In fact, I feel pretty good. You know, I don't think I'll be going to bed uptight tonight. I haven't been getting much rest, you know.
Yeah, I know.
But we're not through the prayer.
You're not through with that prayer. Just go on.
All right. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Good, good. I'll do that. Just don't put yourself in a place where you can be tempted.
What do you mean by that?
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. I know. Okay.
Go ahead. Finish your prayer.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Do you know what would bring me glory? What would really make me happy?
No, but I'd like to know. I mean, I really do want to please you. I really made a mess of things, and I want to follow you, and I want to see how great that would be. So tell me, how do I make you happy?
You just did.
Amen.